Hi Matt, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty well, Marlene. How are you today?
Very good. What news have you got for us for this week?
Well, this week is actually a little bit of an extension of what we were speaking about previously, when we were talking about the idea of floating photovoltaics, where we basically have solar cells that are floating on water. And I found a beautiful example of using a concept from nature to improve our engineering design. So, are you familiar with the concept of a puffer fish?
What do you mean by
Have you seen like a video of a puffer fish before? So they're the ones that they kind of like, if they're threatened, they like pump up. They sort of inflate like a balloon. So I thought it was air, but it's actually water that they're like inhaling to pump up. So it's kind of like a water balloon. And so they do that when they're in danger. They can, change their size significantly by inflating and deflating. And believe it or not, they're actually this kind of design approach has been adopted by a Hungarian engineering company to design a new concept for floating solar. So we kind of had a little bit of a chat last time about kind of the advantages of floating solar. We know that it's kind of one advantage is that, we're not taking up any land area. We're using lakes or bodies of water that are already there. But we sort of were talking about the idea that there's kind of additional benefits as well. So we mentioned that having the solar panels on the water can help to stop evaporation from the lake. And it's also, they can perform better because the water provides some kind of cooling instead of being on a very hot roof or in an open field. And so this is kind of the general concept. But in a normal kind of floating solar system, the way that it floats is they basically have these like big plastic floats that are kind of attached in between the solar cells, kind of like a buoy, I guess, like it's a plastic float. But there's a Hungarian company that has come up with a very interesting design. So basically, instead of using these plastic floats, they have the solar cells mounted onto what is effectively like an inflatable membrane.
Okay, so that's where the puffer fish comes in.
Yes. So it's got almost like they're mounted on a balloon. And so then when we get them into the water, we can then inflate them. And it is, I mean, it actually solves a lot of problems by doing so. Because firstly, I mean, we mentioned the idea that the puffer fish is, if it gets in danger, then it can like puff itself up and it becomes basically like a big poisonous spike ball, and then birds don't want to eat it. Well, the cool thing about this design is that when the weather is really bad, so if you just have plastic floats, then the whole system is kind of constant over time. And the thing is that when the weather is really bad, you don't want it to be kind of smashing around. You want it to be like tighter and more rigid. And but if you just have plastic floats, it is what it is. But this design is really cool because it can like actively control the pressure in the float so that if the weather gets, if it's normal, the pressure can be quite low. But then when, if really bad weather is coming, it can actually increase the pressure with like a pump on site, so that it becomes more rigid to kind of not be damaged by the weather and then go back down when it is goes back to normal. And that is exactly the inspiration of the name. Apparently the system is called Kombal, which is Hungarian for pufferfish.
Wow. I can't help but think where they came up with the idea, where they sat down and thought, you know what, we need a puffer fish flotation device for our solar panels.
Sure. Well, I think it actually was the other way. They were thinking about what are the problems and how we're going to overcome it. And then they ended up with the puffer fish. As we mentioned, I mean, nature is a beautiful example of what to do to solve problems. So that's where the kind of name for puffer fish came from, that you could actually, if the weather gets bad and it's kind of like in danger, then you can inflate it. But there's multiple other advantages to this approach as well. So they mentioned that it's actually much easier for shipping. So you could imagine if you're putting this massive solar system out, it's hard to ship it as it is. And so, but if it's inflatable, then you can have something that's like quite small. And then when it goes into the water, you sort of pump it up. And so they say that actually by doing this, it takes up like one third of the space that it would normally take. And then there's another additional advantage, which we didn't actually talk about last week. So if we think about like the solar panels on the roof, if you think back to 10 years ago, every solar panel that was made basically was the sunlight comes in from the top and the back is like a back sheet of plastic or something. And so the light only comes in one way. But now almost every solar cell that's made in a factory has a design which they is called bifacial.
Yeah.
So that means that the light can come in from the front, but also the back of the solar panel is glass and the light can come in from the back as well. So you're getting a bit more power generated by kind of reflection from the surface and going back into the solar cell.
Right.
So yeah, almost every solar cell is designed like this at the moment. But if you put it on water, apparently like the reflection from the water is quite ununiform. And so overall, you don't really gain any power from the reflection. And so it's not really useful having a bifacial structure. But for this kind of like balloon, it's like a light colored balloon. And so for light colors, the light bounces off much more. And so they say that the reflectivity, instead of being about 0.1, like 10% of the light reflects for water, it's closer to 0.5 or 0.6. So this kind of balloon gives much more of reflection so that the light that doesn't go in the top can hit the membrane and go into the back. So then we're able to generate a bit more power.
Wow.
And then with this bifacial design, I mean, it really makes the environment the solar panels are installed in becomes an important factor. And I guess the way that we quantify that is with a term called albedo, which refers to the reflectivity of the surface that it's on. So if we had a mirror, that albedo would be like 100%, like all of the light is reflected. And then, yeah, so when you're designing the system or where it's going to go, it's kind of can be important to think about how the light is not just coming in from the front, but the back. I thought it was cool that we had another example of kind of a design from nature. And I thought it was fitting that it was named after the humble yet clever pufferfish.
Yeah, I'm liking this theme of getting examples from nature. Very, very cool. Matt, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Hey, thanks for having me.